All right, welcome to Sun Radio. Lyra Lynn and her wonderful, wonderful guitarist, Todd Lombard. I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, there we go.
Susanna Schofel here. I'm so pleased to have them with me. They're on tour for the new album, Comic Book Cowboy, which for a while I was also saying Cosmic Book Cowboy because I just have word issues and cosmic country. I know.
Well, Cosmic Cowboy was a record. It was a record.
Exactly. So there's just like that whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely Comic Book Cowboy, and it's wonderful. You put it out last year. This is your second tour, third. You've toured it. I know you came through last year, and I missed that show, unfortunately. But you're lucky for Austin. You're back tonight at the O4 Center. How many tours is this for this album cycle?
I mean, I guess. Well, this is it. This is the end of it.
Yeah. Okay, you're just looping back around.
Kind of capping it off with Texas. We started and ended here, and I like to do things full circle.
Yeah,
always.
Well, and you started in Texas, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you? Weren't you born in Houston?
I will die here too.
Wow. All right, y'all.
Tonight.
No. We're not doing that. Okay.
Not tonight.
Eventually, one day, it'll be very dramatic and beautiful, just like your music. Yeah. Okay. It'll be very cinematic.
Hopefully painless.
You were born in Houston, but I believe you were maybe raised in Georgia. Did I get that correct?
Yeah, we lived in Shreveport for a little while.
Okay.
In the middle, but yeah, mostly the Atlanta area.
Gotcha. Okay. So has Texas had any effect on your music, any influence at all?
You know, it's funny. I think especially in my earlier songwriting, which was more Americana-y.
Yeah.
I kind of always had these visuals in my mind of like Texan landscapes, like, you know, vast sort of land and mountains, like especially the desert area.
Right. Well, and your music kind of calls to that a little bit. It's very open and spacious and lush. And I feel like it's good road trip music, I like to say. Like, it's like good for an open sky, you know, an open landscape. So, all right. Well, let's get a song, shall we? I think y'all are going to play Cherry Tree. This is Lyra Lynn and Todd Lombardo on Sun Radio.
In between awake and sleeping, when the door opens to dreaming, that's when the music starts playing. That's when the words come to me, and I leap from the dream to catch it, but by then it has run away. So it is this fear of losing every time I finally lay. Oh, did I waste my time lying in the sun? Midlife will sneak up on you. You end up on your knees. asking it where it went wrong, and asking it what it needs. And everyone else is flying so high they can hardly see that you're stuck down on the ground with ideas.
So the new album is, I love all the themes on it. I feel like it's very much, if I may say, sort of like this reckoning with coming to a certain age and coming to a certain point in life. And, you know, amidst all the many multitudes of things going on in the world, it feels like you're doing a lot of self-reflection, as artists, you know, do. But, it, you know, there are themes of getting to midlife, you know. Was it Cherry Tree that you actually mention it in the second verse?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about, and I know you're a mom. Is this your first album after, I always love to ask mother artists this because I am one myself. Is this your first album since becoming a mother?
No, it's my second.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure because I wanted to ask about, you know, how motherhood has maybe affected your artistry and your identity and yeah. what you write about and just, you know, your sense of time and sure. and purpose on this planet.
Oh, it's so complex, yeah. isn't it? I look at everything in a new, I'm a new person now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I yeah. think a better person for
right.
it. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely more compassionate. Have a better sense of time management
yes.
because time is scarce.
Yes.
And a lot less fear of judgment mm. of other people
mm-hmm.
and more empathy towards other people. Because now yeah. I can sort of see that, like, the child in everyone, you know? And that's like, that's a really beautiful thing to learn.
Yeah.
Not take things personally and. Right? Todd's a dad.
She sees the child in me.
Oh, yeah.
Child
Todd, you're
me.
A dad, too, aren't you?
Todd's the dad yeah. to my son.
That's so sweet.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Do you ever tour with the kiddo, or does the kiddo stay at home? Have you done life, like, on the road with the kid?
We tried once, and it was a massive fail.
Yeah.
So he stays home. My mom and Todd's mom both come and stay with him and spoil him.
Oh, that's
while we
wonderful.
Travel. And we try to keep the time away
yeah.
limited to like 1 or 2 weeks max, so you know
yeah.
we spread the tours out over a long
right.
period, but this is working for me.
It's kind of nice, you know. I feel
yeah.
like I like because it gives you a little bit more life, whereas you don't disappear for yeah. 6 weeks and become somebody completely different.
It's
and come
more,
home to your home and be like, who am I?
Yeah, it's more sustainable. It feels like less of a slog.
Yeah.
This way.
For
and
sure.
that's like that's another thing that I think I learned after becoming a mom is that I think the industry tends to push like rush you, you know, and really want you to just go and do everything
yeah.
and say yes to every opportunity that comes your way because
money.
Opportunities are scarce
yeah.
and they might not keep knocking, but I just sort of let a lot of that go and
yeah.
And we're having the best time. I'm having the best time of my career. Now
that's great.
Focusing on just playing music, which like duh, that seems so obvious,
right?
But when I was younger, I just had my priorities all out of order, and
as we all do,
I feel great.
Yeah. That's great. Yes. I feel like motherhood and maybe even just coming into this part of life, it's like you're just more sure of yourself and you know what like feels like a solid yes and a solid no
yeah.
in your gut, you know?
What's worth your energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think with Comic Book Cowboy, I mean, as a music listener, I noticed there was a big gap in what I was able to find. Like no music really written for people in middle age.
Right.
which I know doesn't sound very sexy, but I think people need it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
It's not like
that are not wanting to hear another, you know, breakup song.
Right.
Like, you know, different part of life. So I just sort of like let go of any conceptions of shame around middle age and aging in general and put them on a record. And it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And it is very relatable, but not like so in your face. You know, as I've been listening and diving into this album, it's all just there. It's all very deep personal things that we all go through at various points in our life, but especially, you know, kind of once we hit the 40 decade, I feel like
I'm not quite there yet.
I'm not saying you are.
No,
I mean, obviously
sure
you're 25 and that is your midlife crisis is 25 because apparently you're going to live to 50 and die in Texas. I'm sorry. I'm painting a whole very strange. This took
dark,
a very strange turn.
Dark turn.
Okay. But that actually led me to another curious thing that I feel like I pulled up in your file, unless the internet is wrong. Did you major in anthropology in college?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool because I remember in college I took an anthropology class and I was like, if I wasn't going to become a musician, or, you know, and do this, I would be an anthropologist and I think it's so perfect, kind of goes hand in hand with being a songwriter, because it's basically the study of humans and culture, and that's kind of what we're always doing with our songwriting.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, like, you know, did that influence you musically in any way? Were you writing at the time that you were in college? Like, how did the two sort of intersect, and how did you find your way more towards music rather than pursuing whatever an anthropologist might do?
Anthropology
in the world.
Yeah, that's a great question. I was always playing music, but my parents stressed that it was crucial for me to have a college degree because, like, for their generation, you couldn't get a job, you know, without one. And I don't know that they predicted that I was as serious about music as I am. Long story short, I've always been doing music and wanted to do music, but I am very grateful for my education. College was so fun. What a privilege to go and learn all day, every day.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, one of the main goals of anthropology, albeit impossible, is to remove your bias in observing people. And I think that really helped me as a songwriter because before that point, I think I was sort of writing first person, like, you know, I'm offended, I'm hurt, etc. But I think shifting my perspective that way in anthropology really helped me see things from the other side, from the other perspective, the other character in the song, and just, you know, learning to relate more to people who are different from you, etc.
Yeah, that's really cool. I can totally see that. I see a lot of your songs as sort of, it's almost like you're looking through a window at a scene and telling us about it, you know, and through your voice comes, you know, some emotion and maybe some input on how you feel, but you're an observer, you know, observing these lovely scenes that kind of flash by. One of my favorite songs on the album is Left Turn Lane, and I wanted to ask you if that was an actual experience or something you dreamed up, or what was that?
Well, I think it's an experience that we've all had.
Yeah.
Right? Just seeing someone that you can't access for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship or they're on a moving train and you're not.
Right,
Yeah.
Everybody looks hotter in the car, right?
They do.
It's that window filter,
It's true.
Makes us all kind of tanner.
And thinner.
And then everyone's looking really serious. They have their shades on.
Right, so mysterious.
Yeah, but I just thought, like, Comic Book Cowboy, the album as a whole, is not a very light statement.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, I should throw something fun in here.
Yeah.
This doesn't really mean much beyond what's there, and it's really fun to play live. And
it's nice. It's really whimsical. It's very, because it really pulls you into the scene. I went straight to, like, New York City for some reason, because that's where I go to for a lot of, I think, urban settings in my head of, you know, if I hear a song description. So, but it's a great song too, just the music, the musicianship in it. And all right, let's hear another song. This is Lyra Lynn and Todd Lombardo, and we're going to hear Digital You, Digital Me here on Sun Radio.
One, two, three.
all come to see the birth of catastrophe. But I'm dreaming of weightless landscapes, watching you float so free into my future. I see digital. And time to lead you into my mind. My picture contains a thousand lines, poetry for you.
Textures on this album are so beautiful. It's not too cluttered and busy. It's all like everything has its place. Now, Todd, you played on this album, and did you produce it, or did you have like a heavy hand in sort of soundscaping it with Lyra?
Yeah, we produced it together.
Okay, cool.
But I engineered and mixed most of it as well.
Right. Okay.
So that's my hand in it.
Well, it sounds lovely.
Well, and we co-wrote some songs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really lovely. So when y'all, are you always in the band, or are you sometimes not in the band for Lyra, or are you like
almost
a
bit,
is your guitar, basically, I guess what I'm asking is your guitar a big part of like the soundscaping? You're an incredible guitarist, Lyra, and y'all complement each other beautifully. Like, I actually really loved how on Cherry Tree, which you will hear, listeners, we recorded a couple of beautiful songs of them live in the studio. But I loved how y'all just doubled the rhythm. You weren't playing like a busy solo or any other, you know, kind of counterpoint to her music. It was really nice to have that doubling of the rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
Todd is a professional session musician in Nashville, so he always knows what to do. And once I've been playing with someone of this echelon, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
Plus, we can share a bed on tour.
Yeah,
one best, more economical.
Yeah, you gotta cut costs.
Yeah, totally, and it's not weird. You share a bed, and
plan.
It's not weird.
It's
so
not weird.
Yeah,
sometimes you share a bed on tour, and it's weird.
Wait, you're a stranger.
Who are you?
Big mistake.
Well, we're very excited that you have come to Austin again. The O4 Center is a lovely venue. You played there last time, right?
Mm-hmm,
so it's like a church that, you know, your sound can really.
Great. Is it actually a church by day?
It is a church by day.
Okay.
It's a very cool progressive church that I have not been to. But I have friends who actually attend that church. But it's really lovely because pretty much every night of the week, it's a music venue.
Well, it's a great sounding room. And
great people.
The staff is beautiful.
Yeah.
Skyla, Christy, Todd, shout out to all of them. They really care about
the
sound.
They do.
Yeah. No, it's lovely. So, and then after this, where's next for you? Do you even know?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Tomorrow.
Nice.
And then Houston.
Okay.
And then home.
Awesome. Now, when you go back to Houston, do you still have family there or anything? Does it feel like a homecoming
People
of any sorts?
Moved okay. mostly to the Austin area. So.
Because Austin is cool.
Yeah.
And Houston is cool, too. Houston has a lot of great art museums and amazing food. So, yeah. Shout out to Houston, our Houston listeners. We do have listeners, like, all over. I sometimes get a little too ostentatious, too local, exactly. Sorry, I'm really killing it today. Well, awesome. So, and then are you, I'm assuming you're not, like, right away back in the studio, but do you have... let me ask you this. Do you write on the road, or are you one of those weirdos who writes on the road?
No.
I don't know how people do that.
I mean, we were on the drive here. We were writing a song in the car. That was random.
Okay.
I think it was more to just a pass the time.
Yeah, just for your own entertainment.
But no, I do kind of have like two modes that I switch between work, like release mode, which is like a lot of computer stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, cerebral.
Don't you just love that?
And then creative mode. And I'm happy to say that I'm switching back to creative mode. Been writing a lot for the next record. And yes, we are about to start recording again. Yeah.
And you record in Nashville, I presume.
Yeah.
Where everybody
Todd
records.
Todd Studio, Tolo Tone.
Tolo Tone. That's got a cool sound to it. I like that.
Come on.
Bring it. Well, I can't wait to hear what's next, but we have been loving the new album. It's
Thank
just
you.
Really, I like to describe certain albums as there's not a skip song on it. And I really feel like this album is a very complete album. There's not a song that I want to skip because not to say that, you know, all the other albums I've listened to of you beautiful artists out there, I don't skip songs. But Lyra has this really, I feel like your songs start off with a musical... you kind of want to lean into. It's very like intriguing, and then your beautiful voice rolls out and the words are telling a story, and it's just kind of like a leaning into sound that you really created very well on this album. So
thank you.
Hats off to y'all. Congratulations.
Thank you guys for playing Cherry.
Oh yeah,
and
people love it.
I was invited to do that artist in residency thing with you guys, and I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Curating the playlists.
Yeah, you did great.
Doing the voiceover stuff.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's fun to like dip in a DJ world for a second and get to like,
how do I, what's my DJ voice?
Yeah, right, exactly. what's my persona?
And that was.
Yeah.
You're listening.
I think you would make a great DJ. Not that you need to, but, one last question I wanted to ask. So, okay. I obviously, I should not use that word. If you're a DJ, don't use the word obviously. It sounds a little bit, I obviously know that you have a big part in True Detective, the series. I think that's actually where I first heard of you and saw your music was being in that series. Are there any more cinematic works in progress for you? I have two questions with that. One, did that, being in that and, you know, it was such a interesting dark world that show, did it influence any songs, writing, you know, that came out of that? Or was that just literally I'm just gonna play a singer in the bar in the dark corner and that's it?
You know how it influenced me the most? I was shocked to find that there was a big like niche for this music.
Yeah,
because my whole career up to that point, I mean, that show aired in 2015.
Right.
Obviously, the industry has changed in 10 years, but my career up to that point was everyone telling me at Sync and film agencies, like, sorry, your music's too sad, or
right.
it's too specific. So when I was given the license to really push into that dark area, I mean, I had so much fun. So, once I saw that there was an audience for that, I definitely started working that muscle more, you know.
Right.
My follow-up record was called Resistor, and I was...
Yeah,
that was
a great record.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a challenging record to make because I, you know, obviously you're not going to get on festival stages playing those songs from True Detective.
Right.
So I needed to make a record that both satisfied the new audience from True Detective, and also like the other part of myself.
Yeah.
Full range of emotions.
Right.
You know, I can have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I laugh.
Totally. I'm not dark all the time. I promise.
Yes. I was writing for in True Detective is not so much that person.
Right.
And I think that was a little bit confusing for the audience. Like they thought that I actually was the character that I was playing.
Right. Right.
But
that's interesting.
It was so fun, and and really, I've gained so many fans from that.
Yeah, it's amazing what TV and film can do for an artist's life, and that it really is a dream to be able to do like your own thing and not have to completely play a part. You know, I mean, I'm sure that's fun in its own way, but it was cool that you got to lean into your natural inclination. Yeah. You know,
and
with
they
it,
loved it.
Yeah,
the,
I mean, it's a,
the writer.
God, the scenes are just beautiful.
Director,
yeah, really lovely. So, well, yeah. If you have not seen Lyra in True Detective, is it season two? Right, season two. You can find it out there on the interweb, and it's just a beautiful dark scene that's very, it's very film noir, and I love it. So, which is a great place to wrap up, because now we are here in Austin and they are playing at the O4 Center. Go check out Lyra Lynn and Todd Lombardo tonight. Sorry, this is an inside joke now that you guys aren't in on, but yes, beautiful, beautiful. Can't wait to hear y'all tonight at the O4 Center. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.